Blog Talk Radio.
Thing God says about Jesus is that he will not be argumentative. He will not be argumentative. The words that are there are meaning he will not be quarreling, he will not be clamoring, he will not be yelling in the streets, no demonstrations. But he will speak the truth and let it stand without defensiveness, without justification. And then the third thing, he will not be intimidating. He will not be intimidating. His demeanor will be to draw, not to repel. That's why we constantly keep hearing Jesus say, come. Come to me, all you are labor and are heavy laden. Come. Jesus says that he is the one who enlightens every man who comes into the world. He says he will draw all men to himself. He's not one to repel, but to draw. He attracts. He attracts. Something the disciples had a hard time learning. When we read of mothers who were bringing their children for Jesus to bless them, the disciples thought, we haven't got time for the kids. Lord Jesus said, whoa, whoa, whoa. These are the ones from the kingdom of God. Don't turn them out. So, Jesus has been introduced by his father, my slave boy. I personally chose him. I delight in him. He's my beloved. I put my spirit upon him. He is what I am. And then comes the good news. Oh, and that's good news too, but then comes the good news. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench until he brings justice to victory. So Jesus will not break a bruised reed, nor will he quench a smoldering wick. So a reed, what is that? Reeds are those tall grasses that grow along the riverside. I mean, there's an abundance of them. If one breaks, if one blackbird comes and sits on one and bends it over, well, big deal. That's how we think, isn't it? It's just another tall piece of grass. They're not viewed to be very valuable. And yet Jesus says, I will not break it off. I will not break it off. And a smoldering wick. What's that? Well, it's a wick that is burning itself, but without flame. Gives no light, but it smokes good. No great value there either, right? Wrong. Because you and I are those reeds. We're these smoldering wicks. I think it's important to see that he talks about bruised reeds. Not damaged or diseased, but bruised. And Jesus even cares for the damaged and diseased reeds. But sometimes they are set aside. Like maybe someone with a contagious disease are quarantined. But even that is God's grace to bring about a healing. But in this instance, he's talking about bruised. It's really talking about weakness. And we are weak ones. Paul said he would rejoice in his weakness. Because the weaker he is, the stronger he is. See, the kingdom of God is way... We like to say upside down from the ways of the world. No, the world is upside down. God's kingdom is right side up. Smoldering. Smoldering happens when either the fuel is low and the wick is just burning itself, or no air. And it just smolders. Well, we would say, well, pinch it off. Cut it off. But not Jesus. He trims the lit wick so that it gives light again. He binds up the bruised reed so that it has a chance to regain its strength. I know I shared with you some years back a vision that God gave me about this. That in the vision, I saw Jesus. He was like a doctor with a white coat and stuff. You got a white coat? You do. Okay. But he had a white coat and had big pockets. Does yours have big pockets? Okay, all right. I've never really seen one, but... But had big pockets. And what I saw in this vision was Jesus walking along that riverbank. And he was inspecting all the reeds. And all the reeds, that, I mean, this is really kind of weird, I suppose, but all, and what he had in his pockets was scissors, tape, and popsicle sticks. And every reed that was bent over, he took a popsicle stick, found some tape on it, and moved down. He binds up the broken heart. He's the one who binds us. He's not ready to snap us off and say, oh, look at all this grass around here. One won't matter. He's the one who goes after one sheep, leaves the 99. See, it is good news. And with his scissors, I saw him trimming all these grass. They burn brightly, and the reeds are all standing up straight again. I thank God for his paid the popsicle sticks. A bruised reed he does not break on. If it was broken, then it would take more drastic steps to bring about the healing. But bruised. This Jesus, we are told, will bring justice to victory. I mean, we look at the world and we say, man, there's no hope, it's all dark, it's dismal, there's just wait. Jesus isn't finished yet. But he will bring. He will bring rightness to jubilant victory. And then again, notice the last verse. In his name, the Gentiles will hope. The Gentiles were the outcasts. And they have been brought in. We have been brought in through our great God and Savior who created heaven and earth and all that is. It's good news for the people of God. So I want to go back to the first statement that God makes as he introduces Jesus. Behold, the slave boy. It's not a derogatory term, but it certainly identifies this Jesus who came, it says, because it was written of him to delight, to do the Father's will. And we know that we have beheld him when we take our place among the chosen of God and serve him just as Jesus did. The Bible says he left himself an example for us that we should follow in his steps. And when we behold the Jesus that our Father introduced, we shall behold his beauty and determined to follow him. You see, if Jesus had left it up to those many who followed him to introduce him, the chances are probably 99% that they would introduce him by what he does.